Yeah, okie dokie. So continuing from yesterday. So the question is again, you have this statement of Rabbi Abba that says Erev Tov Shila needs a Kazayas. Okay? Erev Shila needs a Kazayas. Now you have a statement which seems to contradict it, because the Braisa says that an Erev Tov Shilin, it says Tchiloso Visofo in Lo Shir. Okay? The beginning of it, namely when you place the Erev Tov Shilin, and Sofo when you're using the Erev Tov Shilin, there is no Shir. So doesn't that imply that there's no need for a Kazayas? Neither when you place it, nor when you use it? Right? So that's a question on Rabbi Abba. So if you were to learn the Braisa that way, you'd say, what does it mean, Tchilaso v'sofo? It means when you place it, there's no shear. There's no shear in the Hanacha, right? Basically, any amount is good. The other way around, is that, you see, you could have argued that there's a shear in how much when you place it. It has to be an Erev Tov Shilin, there's a shear in the Chavtza. There's a shear. But when you use it, even if it gets diminished in the interim, it's still okay as long as you still have any amount left. Right? And you would say that it's teaching you Tchilas of a Sofa in the shear. Not only does the end not have a shear, but even the beginning doesn't have a shear. Okay? That there's no shear even in the beginning. Right? And you would have learned, we talked about this far once, that you could have said that really the shear is not a shear. Is it really like we said, what would be the idea if there's no shear in Erev Tov Shilin? And we said the idea is that the matir would be simply that you've begun the process earlier. You begin. It's not the chafta, but it's that you've begun.
Where are we now?
On Tessai and Amavez.
Amavez.
So it's that, you'd say it's that the fact that you've begun, you did the maisa, you've begun the process of cooking earlier, right, on Erev Yantif. And if that would be the case, so he said, you could argue you don't need a shear, because it's not the chafta. If the chafta is the matir, you need a shear in the chafta. If it's the fact that you've begun the process, so then you don't need a shear. The only thing is that you have to have begun the process. Now you need the object there to relate you back to the process. Otherwise, the process is history. But you don't need a shear as long as any amount, right? Now, what he said is that you could have argued that you need a shear in the cooking because the matir is the fact that you've begun your cooking, and maybe you'd say it has to be a bishul chashuva. A chashuva cooking. It's not just any cooking, you cook a little speck of food, it's nothing. But the bishul has to be bishul chashuva, as a bishul chashuva, because you do cook with a kezias. Significant cooking because you cook with a kezias. Right? But if that were the case, you could argue that even though you need a shear at the beginning when you place it, you don't need a shear to use it, because the using it is merely, it must relate back to that which you cooked. So as long as you have some of that which you cooked, it will be sufficient to relate you back to it, in which case you'd say you don't need a shear anymore. So you could have learned that Tchilaso needs a shear, but the Sof doesn't need a shear. It means when you place it, you need a Kazayas, but when you use it, you don't need a Kazayas anymore. Right? So that's what the Braisa was supposed to be teaching you. Tchilaso v'sofo ain't no shear. They both don't have a shear. In other words, the matir is the process of cooking, and the process of cooking is the process of cooking, whether you have a Kazayas or not. And therefore, you don't even need a shear at the beginning. Right? Which undermines Rabbi Abba's statement, because Rabbi Abba says that it needs a Kazayas. Right? So where do you need a Kazayas? If it's a Braisa saying, Tchilas v'sofo ain't no shear, there is no need for a Kazayas. But Rabbi Abba is learning the matir is the chafza, and therefore you need a Kazayas. Right? Because the matir is a chafza, chafza is not a chafza shayr, if you don't have a Kazayas. So that's a stira to what Rabbi Abba says. Okay? Fine. So if you didn't follow all that, the punchline is Rabbi Abba says you need a Kazayas. The Braisa says there's no shear at the beginning and the end at the end. So the Gemara answers, as the Gemara says, doesn't this mean there's no shear on the bottom? There's no minimum, nor no maximum? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means there's no shear lamayla. When it says there's no shear, it just means there's no maximum shear. But there is a minimum shear. The minimum shear is exodus. It just means there's no maximum shear. Right, there's no maximum shear. So one question is, what kind of havmina would that be? Why would I think there's a maximum shear? Right, but additionally, another problem is that fine. So the Braisa means there's no maximum shear. So what's it saying? There's no maximum shear at the beginning, nor no maximum shear at the end. Right, because it's talking about maximum shear. It's not talking about minimum shear. So what would I think? Is that I might think that there's a maximum shear at the beginning. Can't be so-and-so a bit too big at the beginning, but at the end it's allowed to be bigger. It doesn't get bigger. Arrows don't grow. Right? I go, so what do you mean? Like, what would I think? So I would think that there is a maximum shear at the end, but not a maximum shear at the beginning. Like, at the beginning, it could be, it has to be a certain, it can't be, how would it even go? I'd say that at the beginning, it can't be too big. No, it's at the beginning, it can be as big as you want. As long as by the end, it's not so big. Right? I guess it's only practically the only way to work it out. At the beginning, you can make it super big, but make sure when you use it, it's not so big anymore. Right? And that's what it's saying. It's also a sofa, no shear. It means not only is there no shear at the beginning, it's allowed to be big, but even at the end, it's also allowed to be big. But what, I don't know, what's the sense of that? Right? I mean, I understand diminishing it. You can imagine there's a difference at the beginning and the end. But, I mean, I'm saying once you say that the Braisa is talking about a maximum shear, now you have to re-understand what does it mean, the tchila beginning, what does it mean at the end? What's the sense of, this must be teaching you an additional chiddush or something like that. Okay, so that's a more advanced question. The more basic question is, what's the havina to say there would be a maximum shear? Well, why would there be a maximum shear? Maybe the pshat is that the whole idea is that it's a haschalas aveshal. You're beginning your cooking.
Haschalas means beginning.
Beginning, yeah, haschala. Like tchila, the beginning. Right? So the haschalas aveshal, the beginning of the veshal. Right? That's the idea, is that your matir is that on your list, this is the way we've been learning, Rashi, whatever. But you're not beginning cooking on Yadav. But you're continuing, you're adding to your haschala. You've begun on Erev Yantav, and now you're continuing on Yantav, right? It's a continuing, an adding to, right? A Hosafa. You're adding on to that which exists. So the idea of the Erev is the Haskalah Sabeshal, right? So maybe you'd say is that the Chafza has to be a Chafza of a Haskalah, the Haskalah Sabeshal. The Din Haskalah has to be part of the property of the chafza, that this is the beginning of my Shabbos food. Right? That is the beginning of my Shabbos food. In which case, you could argue that there's some minimum quantity at which it's, it can no longer call it haschalas aveshal. Like the idea is that this thing is here, which means I started my cooking earlier. So if the thing is a whole meal, or meals worth, and meals, you know, whatever, my entire Shabbos food, let's say it's my entire food for Shabbos. The whole, all my Shabbos meals, you know? So then I'll say, that's not a haschala. That's basically the entire Shabbos food. So then if I wanted to then cook on Yontif and cook a little, one extra thing, basically do it for Shabbos, so I'll say I can't do it because I'm not adding to anything. I didn't have a haschala. That's not a haschala. That's my Shabbos food. So now what am I doing? So now I'm just cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. So the idea is that in order for your cooking on Yontif has to be adding to the Chafta of the Erev, which is the Haskalah Sabeshal. So you may argue, the question is, what defines it Haskalah Sabeshal? Is it merely the fact that when you placed it, you were doing it as the beginning of your Beshal, simply because you've designated it as Haskalah Sabeshal? Or must the Chafta manifest the property of being a Haskalah Sabeshal? The Shior, is there a Shior in the Chafta which says, since the identity of the thing is my Haskalah Sabeshal, so therefore, maybe you'd argue that there's a cap. There's a cap beyond which it doesn't have the status anymore as being a chafza of haskalah sabeshal. So that's what I'm saying. No, there's no shir like that. It's defined as haskalah sabeshal merely by the fact that you are mafsal sabeshal by your anacha, by the fact that it was being placed as haskalah and you're adding to it. It doesn't have to. The chafza need not have properties of being a haskalah, as being something which lends, which open, which says, add to me. The chafza doesn't have to have that property. It's not a property of the chafza. Yeah. Is that if it's on Shabbos, or you have a meal, and you have just a gazayas, let's say, so that's basically like a haskalah. Because, I mean, I don't know, maybe you could eat it under other circumstances or whatever, but you could say that Chazal gave a shir, in which case they say it's a mikzas of bishal, it's like a part of a meal. You know, so it's a part of a meal. So the idea is that you basically are beginning your haskalah bishal, so your bishal is one of, you know, it's your finished Shabbos meal. So maybe you'd say is that they say cook a small quantity, and the small quantity now is the identity of being a haskalah. Maybe they fix that as a shear. I mean, you never know, whatever, but it would be the shear. The shear defines it as Hasgala. So it's saying, yes, it's not true. There's no shear. The shear doesn't do that. You know, it's like, it's not, as a dim Hasgala doesn't have to be in that entity. I mean, in general, it's from a small amount. The small amount gives it a dim Hasgala because it's not sufficient to be a gemar. It's not sufficient to be a meal. You know, so you might think that there's a dim, of the chafta and the shear. In terms of the besof, the tchila and sof thing. So maybe you'd argue is like this, the chafts of the Eruv doesn't have to be a haskala. Right? The chafts doesn't have that. There's no halacha like that. But your cooking on yontif, what permits you to be cooking on yontif is that it's like a hosafa, it's an addition to the Eruv. You know what I mean? So if your Eruv is humongous, then you could argue that the cooking doesn't have a quality of adding to that. You know, you could add, if something is a small amount of food, then you could say that your cooking is, you're being somech on that, means you're adding to that amount of food. But if you already have a huge amount of food, maybe you'd say that you can't objectively define the cooking as an adding to. You know, so maybe you'd say is that there's a shear, though when you want to use it, you could place the thing, there's no restriction or definition of the chafta. But there's a halacha, and the usage of the Erev is that the cooking is a cooking of adding as opposed to just the cooking in its own right. And the cooking of an adding means that you have a small Erev there and you're adding to it. But if there's too much there when you're cooking, so then you'd say is that the character of the cooking is not an adding. It's you already had just whatever, something to do with it. You know, so you may have thought there's no shear at the beginning, but there's a shear at the end. Mashmah, no, there's no shear to be nor that. Neither does the chafza have to have a property of a beginning, nor does your reliance and the cooking of yontif have to be a property of adding to the eruv, adding to the shear, to the eruv. And therefore, there's no shear, b'tchila or b'sof.